Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suicide car bomb Saturday outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 95, left more than 163 wounded. We get more now from Reuters' Scarlett Vivanovich.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
The White House released a statement condemning the Saturday attack. United Nations says it will participate in a Russian-sponsored Syrian peace meeting at the Black Sea resort of Sochi this week. Syrian government and opposition peace talks just ended in Vienna. Opposition spokesman Yahya Ridi says this will not be attending the Sochi event.
We believe that the ball is in the Russian court. And they say that they have the upper hand in Syria, and they were responsible for saving this regime for a long time, and they can bring it to commit itself to international legality resolutions. And if they want, they can.
Western powers and some Arab states believe the Sochi conference, an attempt to create a separate peace process more suitable to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Two women died, many others were presumed drowned after a migrant boat carrying dozens of people from North Africa sank in the Mediterranean. Among the 83 people rescued, there were three babies who were revived by medical teams. This is VOA News. Turkey says Washington has pledged to stop giving arms to YPG Kurdish forces in Syria as Turkey's offensive against the group continues. Relations between Ankara and Washington have been strained by Turkey's offensive and U.S. arms support for the YPG. Meantime, social media video showing combat between YPG fighters on the ground and a Turkish helicopter shooting from above. Turkey's airing ground offensive in northwestern Syria's Afrin region against the Kurdish YPG militia has opened a new front in the seven-year multi-sided Syrian civil war. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group, but the militia has played a prominent role in the U.S.-led efforts to combat the Islamic State in Syria. Gunmen have killed at least 14 people at a dance club. It happened in northeastern Brazil. No arrests have been made. Police believe the shootings may have been motivated by rivalries between drug gangs. Saudi Arabian billionaire Prince Alawid bin Talal, one of the kingdom's top international businessmen, is released from detention of more than 2 months after being taken into custody in a sweeping crackdown on corruption. Human Rights Watch says in a report that Chinese authorities are placing tighter administrative controls on Yuarangar, a Buddhist study center. Center has long been targeted by Beijing, which planned to reduce the Yuarangar population from about 40,000 to 5,000 by September of last year. President Trump will be delivering his first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports the congressional and special counsel investigations of alleged collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow will be part of that speech.
The Russia probe will be a major backdrop for the speech, including reports the president ordered special counsel Robert Mueller fired last year, only to back down when his White House counsel threatened to resign. The investigation figures to be an issue in this year's congressional elections, says analyst John Hudak.
The Mueller investigation is a cloud that hangs over this administration's head continuously, and it will also be something that becomes a lens through which 2018 voters judge the Republican Party.
In addition to the economy, trade, and immigration, Trump is expected to address foreign policy challenges, including North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And you can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.